Hi, welcome to Cutscene. If you're doing this right, you're going to listen to three assholes talk about the worst middle school bitches that you have ever seen. I'm Eric.
I'm Jason.
And I'm Becca.
Oh my god, Becca.
And welcome to I Beat It First presents Cutscene.
Oh,
oh Jesus. For those of you that don't know, we are watching Asobi Asobase, Workshop of Fun.
Why? Dear God, why?
This fucking show, man.
This fucking
because we hate ourselves, that's why.
I've seen some dumbass shit, man. Like, a lot of dumbass shit. This...
Oh, jeez.
This just takes so many cakes. Like, all of the cakes.
No, shit. Okay, so I was talking to Shannon about this, and as I was watching this batch of episodes, I thought to myself, I'm like, man, I really hope that this isn't just written by some guy that, you know, like, this is what he envisions that high school and middle school girls were like, and like, so it's not, you know, it's not that, and blah, blah, blah. Then I got to it, and I read that it was actually written by a woman, and I'm like, wait, I don't feel better about this, because that means that she has firsthand knowledge that this is exactly what it was, and holy fuck.
No, you know what, even still, as hilarious as it is, it makes me a lot better, like, feeling a lot better. That's not just some, like, dude just sitting there being like, oh yeah, they be talking about armpits and butts, and,
watch this shit that I'll put these girls through.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Of course, if it was written by a guy, that's how you end up with, like, Berserk.
This is true. Or Goblin Slayer.
Or Goblin Slayer. And so what's your show about? It's about three middle school girls that, like, go out on adventures. Okay, great. What's it called? Goblin Slayer. Heavy metal intensifies.
Goblin Slayer. All right, so anyways, this was written and illustrated by Rin Suzukawa. So yes, this is actually written by a female, everybody. Oh, fuck me. That just makes it worse.
I assume, but this was a manga before.
Yeah,
right?
It was a manga before.
And was the anime directed by same people, or usually it's not, but...
I don't think it actually was for it, but I believe that she had, like, a lot of input on what was going on with it.
Well, that's
I can't, like, find a whole lot of information on the creation of this. Because I'm pretty certain that they didn't really want to have anything.
Yeah, everyone just hides this shit. No one wants to, yeah, like, admit that they're a part of this.
Yeah, it was not directed by her. It was not produced by her. It wasn't written by her either. Although there's probably a lot more dialogue that has to be added in for a anime adaptation.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. It's usually not the same people. Only ones that take forever to produce a season at a time are the ones that are, like, full-on controlling... Looking at you again, Berserk.
Oh, and this was actually a website manga.
That makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, it wasn't even like a real, like you know, produced manga that was on paper or anything like that.
Same thing with One Punch Man, man. It's okay.
This is true. Mm-hmm. Although One Punch Man is now a full-on manga.
Good.
they're all like 50 pages long, and it's fucking great. The current setup that it's going for is what... a lot of season two of One Punch Man is, and it's going to be awesome. All right, anyways, so let's get down to the nitty-gritty, everybody. We're going to do things a little bit differently than what we did last time. We're trying to shake it up. So the first section when we did Erased, like, going through, because there was so much information to give, doing a full synopsis worked really well. We didn't think that well for this last one, so
that
instead...
That was boring as fuck.
Mm-hmm. I didn't think it was that boring. You suck in general.
You love just listening to yourself talk. You're like, oh, God.
That's true.
Oh,
I actually like listening to Chris talk. The problem is that we don't get to hear it very often.
You love listening to Chris whispering in your ear.
So anyways, we're going to do a short synopsis and then just go over what we thought was fucking funny or weird about this because, yeah, there's a lot of weird shit that's going
probably
on.
Probably won't cut out any time. Hooray.
Yeah, it probably won't cut out any time. But it'll be structured a little bit better, maybe. So, all right, so we're going to go to episode 5, and this is section 16, Devilish Taste. Hanako wears a rather bizarre outfit that proves distracting for Cosme and Olivia during a study session at a restaurant. She was dressed as a fucking devil in a fucking restaurant.
No, she was dressed like an idiot. Motherfucking, like,
hey, just, hey guys,
like,
it's fashion.
Get it fashion. Right, bitch.
It's the latest fashion, okay, guys? Everyone's doing it. And everyone's just like, no, that's not even that right style.
Her necktie was like the symbol for money.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's just like, obviously only rich people would buy such horribly fucked up shit and be like, look it up, babe, it's fashion.
I loved that it just started with this weird fucking look on the cat's face just napping and made us like I don't have the heart to tell the young master that she was like this a couple of days ago. And then they cut to her and she's like, oh my god. So anyways, yes. So all the girls are talking about their clothes and they're like talking to each other, but they're just seriously being the worst bitches that they could possibly be to each other. And then she shows up in that fucking outfit and they're all just like, isn't this great?
What
again,
the fuck?
Just the face styles anymore in this show are what really makes it for me. Like, the over-the-top, like, just ridiculousness of them is a lot of fun to me. I don't know. And this one, this four episodes did not disappoint me. This shit.
Well, so then one of the things that I thought was funny is that the one with the glasses, she's sitting there spinning a pen while she's studying, and she just looks at her, she's like, how do you do that? She's like, what, spin a pen? She's like, yeah. So she tries to show her, and she literally tries spinning her entire body around her, like, fucking
this
wrist.
Isn't working.
If it works, like, no, it ain't stupid.
Oh my god, it's so fucking dumb. And then, of course, that one, she like throws the pen, it hits the one chick and knocks her cigarette out. And all I can think about is, this is why you don't smoke inside, bitches. This is how fires start.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, bullshit. They don't allow that crap anywhere anymore.
I think they do still in Tokyo. I'm not 100% on that, but
not somewhere that they allow grade school kids in, or junior high, whatever.
Yeah, they
fucking
don't care.
Children.
Middle school kids. Yeah. They don't care.
Fuck them.
Well, I mean, I guess if they're dressed like the devil, who gives a shit, right?
And it's, like, they had talked about how they wanted to go to Akihabara, but they weren't in Akihabara at this time. So there's no reason for any of this at all. Like, this is just what you decide to wear out in public.
Oh, God. It also cracks me up on how, like, this is, I mean, it's only obviously only episode 4, but still they're like, hey, this is the first time we've seen each other outside of school, and it's like a big deal, and it's just like, man alive, why would you like ever hang out, period? So it just, again, exemplifies on how, like, they really don't like each other.
No, not at all.
Unless they're study involved to get, like, something out of it for each of each other, they're not hanging out.
Oh my god, they fucking hate each other so much. And yet, they're each other's only friends. Like, what's that say about them?
Well, we know what that is. Crazy, yeah. Stinky, and, I don't know, shy.
Crazy. No, she's crazy too.
They're all insane. Yeah.
All right, so that moves us on to section 17, loaded questions. Olivia discovers that there is allegedly a cross-dressing boy attending their school, suspecting it may be their classmate, Sugumi Aozora. Which, this whole thing was fucking hilarious that she's
okay,
like...
Okay, let me just first say, though, that you reading these synopsises is now my new favorite highlight. Like, you need to, like, say these in, like, the most movie tone, like, voice ever. Like, hello, you're watching creepy-ass anime.
Oh,
today
I can do the movie tone
anime,
voice if
you'd
like.
Look
at would you like
girls.
Me to reread that? Olivia discovers that there is allegedly a cross-dressing boy attending their school, suspecting it may be their classmate, Sugumi Aozora. Go. I think
we've
I killed Jason.
We've reached a new low, guys.
Okay, so this whole thing of like, I couldn't sleep last night. She's talking about how she's watching these two people break up. And the guy's like, why are you breaking up with me, man?
Dude, we're like the best.
Well, I got the same thing downstairs.
Yeah, I have what you have in my lower half. What the fuck?
Well, it's okay. I still love you.
I love that
man.
They think that she's an alien.
Whatever, traps. Traps are everywhere, man.
Yep.
This is now Chris's favorite anime.
Chris is all about it. He was watching intently. He's like, oh my god, are we gonna find out if she's really a boy?
So in mine, yeah.
I do have trap written down in my notes.
Absolutely. Well, so do I. Yeah, you got it right now. Yeah. But my favorite part about this is that this is the first, like, I mean, granted, it's only episode 4, but they really start to grow off of what a lot of inside jokes now. And this next 4 episodes, they really start hitting on those a lot more. So we'll see a lot more of this trap girl and a lot of her, more of her story that unfolds, and it's just great. I love all these inside jokes now, and that's what makes it way more fun to me.
Well, so then they're talking to her to figure out if she is, and the girl just knows immediately what's going on.
Oh, are we talking too loud?
He's like, oh, no, yes. She just starts freaking out. But then at the end, there's a fucking witch in the school, like a full-on witch that they show. I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? Which then brings us exactly to section 18, Maida's curse. The member of the supernatural club teaches the pastimers an occult pastime. Like, what the fuck is going on? So they show the witch again, and the best is that they're talking about how, like, she's the last one in there because two of them graduated, one of them transferred, and one of them teleported. Yep.
Makes sense to me. About as much sense as the lasers out of the butt episode.
Is that not how you play Soji?
Which actually makes sense when you find out later on, except the lasers out of the butt thing really doesn't make sense. Aliens hiding a fucking cannon in a guy's asshole.
There's people that you can find that will swear about that happening to them.
But I don't see them actually shooting laser beams out of their ass.
Yet. Yet.
So, oh my god.
Have you seen them have diarrhea?
Oh, jeez.
So the pastime is basically creating like some like little homunculus stuffed animal that they pull the stuffing out, they put the rice in it, and then they chant and put it into the sink.
Let's just take a second to like talk about how like realistic they made that.
Yeah. Oh, like, it's just so like,
great. Poop emoji.
Here's how you do this. Like, here's what it looks like.
Every time that they show her doing anything, it's all super realistic. It's great.
Here's this shit plushie that we're now gonna like cut open, remove the cotton from, and literally put ice in, sew it back up with red thread.
Yes.
And then dump it in water because this all makes sense.
And then they cut back to her, and she's got the most cartoonish witch eyes that you could possibly have, with like the little black things just going all around it. Oh my god. So yeah, they're just like all just hiding in horror from this fucking little doll that they've made, and they think that it disappeared.
Sending her screaming, shouting, turd with a box cutter. They're looking for a turd with a box cutter stabbed into it. Like, shouting from the rooftops, screaming, yelling, run down the hallway.
It amazing. Sounds pretty scary.
That's not even the best. That's not even the best part. One of the best things that I wrote down, because this was actually in the subtitles. I'm mad chicken with horror dog. Like, what the fuck? This dialogue, like, seriously.
So much lost in translation. They don't like scary things.
Yes, but apparently. But it was like it was written as if CeeLo Green just did the dialogue for this entire scene.
That's whack.
Oh, which brings us to section 19, sex ed. The girls have an awkward conversation about how babies are made. This one?
So awkward.
Oh my god, it was so fucking awkward. I was explaining this episode to Shannon, and she's like, what?
All right, I'd like to retire as a podcast person.
Nope, too late. You already watched it, you gotta talk about it now.
No.
How do you French kiss?
Yeah, no, like the fact that they think, and this is actually when I looked up to see, I'm like, was this a guy or a girl? Because I'm like, no way that some, oh shit, yep, nope, this actually happened.
Frontal like, cock kissing.
Yes. You kiss French with his cock out, and that's how you get pregnant.
Yep. Just gotta whip it out.
Not even touch it. Yep. Like, it, not insert it even into the mouth. Just kissing, cocks out.
Dicks pregnant. Out for Harambe.
Dicks out for a baby.
No, that congratulations, bad, guys. Sorry. We're now relevant in 2016.
Woo-woo! Oh, my God.
Go ahead. You're probably about to say it.
Yeah, the dolls that they brought out, like, the worst fucking dolls.
No. Oh. This is before that. Oh. When they described it, like, when she was, like, about to describe what it really is, and she tried to, like, show, like, combining, you know?
Oh,
and
yes.
She called it docking.
Or no, Power Rangers.
You dock when you go in.
Yes.
Do not, I repeat, do not Google search docking. It'll destroy your mentality of everything.
Oh, Jesus.
Don't do it. Don't.
Is that like if you Google search soaking?
Yes, or space dicks. Don't do it.
Wait, space dicks?
Oh, shit, Eric. Oh, yeah.
I don't want to go on
space dicks.
Don't go on.
Do you know this from personal experience or just from imagery?
Don't do it.
Personal experience it is. All right. So the worst fucking dolls. And then the most awkward sexual positions.
The best. Just, are you kidding me? You're not married correctly if you're not doing these moves that they're pulling off here.
Dude, I'm sorry, but that one where it was half twisted around and its leg wrapped around, it was like the worst doggy style position. Like, it was like, I want to do reverse doggy style, but in doggy style position.
Well, it was the teacher that did that, too. She's like, yeah, my friend told me this so was bad. Really good.
Oh, yeah. I think that was in Saving Silverman or something like that.
So I'm watching this. The teacher walks in. I'm like, oh, this poor teacher. And then she walks in, and she's just as bad as them. I'm like, oh, shit. Someone please help all of these stupid girls.
No, and then the final joke is the declining birth rate.
Yes. Blaming it all. Oh, my God. That was so great.
That was fantastic.
How will we ever come to a solution to the declining birth rates? It's like, what the fuck? So then they go through the metal music, and then it cuts to the puppets and sex ed, and then I'm like, oh God, no, and then it just cuts off, which we were talking about this. We can't figure out if it was actually supposed to happen or if it's a mess up on Crunchyroll's part.
I think it's a mess up. They were definitely setting up something there to be kind of funny, and it just ended. So I don't know.
It could have been that they already did all the funny shit with puppets technically during the show. Who knows? Maybe sex ed didn't happen. But yeah, it also could have been the latter. Oh man, or the former. Sorry. Okay, so that brings us to episode 6 and section 20. Asterix. Oka learns that her former clubmate Aguri Mato fell ill and tries voodoo to make her better. Oh my God. The witch is my favorite. The witch is totally my favorite, and I'm pretty sure Jason, Little Witch Academia, she's your favorite too, isn't she?
No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She actually reminds me a lot about Froppy. I don't know why.
Yes, it's the eyes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
it's
yeah,
the eyes. It's totally just the eyes that they're like fully round and everything like that. She reminds you of Froppy, which you like Froppy too, don't you?
No. Froppy is not best girl.
Wait, who's best girl?
We already talked about this at Sabaticon.
Yeah, but that's not on this podcast.
Ah, stupid. I don't know her name. I'm horrible with names, so. The what's insane her, blonde girl. Insanity.
Oh, the vampire one.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, she's right up there. She's pretty good. All right. So.
Nutters for again, that butters.
The super, like, realistic voodoo doll creation. And she's like, it's like full on in. They're like, okay, well, what do we do? Well, you're supposed to take the black pins. And let's be honest here. She's got a fucking voodoo doll kit just, like, ready to go there.
Duh. Of course
like, she
does.
She's into the
occult. Yeah.
But everything. And then she's like, oh, well, we're supposed to, like, figure out or say, like, you know, sickness be gone and all the parts and put a black pin in there. Well, where is it? Well, I don't know. So let's just put them everywhere and we'll get all the sickness out of her. It's just, like, the worst.
Oh, shit. I'm such a horrible friend. I don't know where she's sick at.
Yeah. But she didn't even know that she was sick. She thought she fucking teleported. And the best is they go back to it, and she thought that she teleported because the bitch told her that she was going to.
The occult is real, man.
Yeah.
And she's just sitting there, like, she's just in mid-conversation telling her this, and she just goes, I have to lie down, and just lies down on the chairs with her butt up in the air. I'm just like, oh, I'm just really tired from gym. And she asked her if she's sick. So she was being a good friend. She asked if she was sick. She asked if there's anything she knew. She's like, no, I'm just tired. Don't worry about it. So none of this is actually on the witch. She's a good girl.
Eric's best girl.
Yes.
The witch right now is best girl. The witch is best girl in this anime. She is the only one that is not the worst bitch in this anime. They are all the worst bitch in this anime, but the witch.
It's the teacher's friend.
The one that was telling her about the really super awkward sexual position.
Best girl.
Best girl. She a freak in the sheets.
And a freak in the streets, apparently, too.
So ridiculous.
Oh, my God. Well, and then the teacher... So then the teacher's like sitting there, and she's like, she walks in, she's like, oh, what are you doing? Oh, well, we did a voodoo doll to make it better, and we put pins in all the places that she could have possibly been ill. Oh, did you put any in her butt?
No.
Obviously.
Obviously, that's the first place that we put it. We need to make her butt feel better. Obviously, duh. Because she was having surgery for hemorrhoids.
Which makes sense why she laid down with her butt facing up.
Yeah, all that just because she had fucking hemorrhoids. And that totally made sense. Like, I didn't think about the fact that the butt was up in the air when she was like, when she laid down on the seats until that happened. I'm like, oh God, that makes total sense now.
She was totally like leaning forward before that too.
Yeah,
like,
oh yeah.
Don't put pressure on my hemorrhoids.
And then the end cut, like title card in between, had the character covering her butt.
Yes.
That was ridiculous. I was just like, oh my God.
Oh, shit. All right, so this brings us to section 21, studying for exams. Hanako feels downhearted when she places second in her class, so Maida makes her an android to help her study. What the fuck, that android?
Well, them just like discussing, he's like, oh no, she's not old enough. She didn't have enough pubic hair. No, I think she does.
I bet I bet she has a full... Wait, what was it? I actually wrote it down here. shit, where did it go?
Fuck.
Oh, here we go. Now I don't have it. Damn
oh,
it.
Gross.
It oh, no,
matter.
Yeah, here we go.
It was gross.
She doesn't have all her pubic hair. She must have a full coat. That's what it was.
Of course.
Why? And this is Maida. Her butler. Talking with her grandpa.
Big hair. I quit.
And they make an android for her.
Fucking quit.
But let's go back a second, because she's talking she's talking about one of the other girls did like super poor on the test. And she says, what kind of special skills would you have to do so poorly on this? And it's just like, wow. Fuck you, you whore. She was actually like, and they cut to her. She was actually like studying really hard. Just nothing was sinking in for English. And it's like, wow, you're the meanest bitch.
Yeah. How fucking stupid do you have to be to still be so stupid after studying? Extra special.
But so that fucking android then just says the weirdest shit, because every once in a while it just says something super dirty in the grandpa's voice or Maida's voice.
They made her a sex bot. They make her a sex bot to help, quote unquote, study. And of course, the only things that's on like the lecherous grandpa's mind and the butler's mind is, of course, just lecherous things. So even though they're talking to their fucking granddaughter, they're all talking about like the most creepy ass shit.
Like, has Aunt Flo come to visit?
Oh, God. I quit.
And I really want to know if this was actually fully translated or if this was like something that got put in for it. And I just hope that this was actually translated. In Japan, they talk about Aunt Flo too.
It's universal, Eric.
Oh, God. Okay, this next episode, I was telling Shannon about this one as well, because it's just so bad. 22, a new look. Olivia attempts to get to cut her own hair with disastrous results. Oh my fucking god.
Cutting your hair won't fix your BO.
Dude, that was the best.
Oh my god.
That was
so prime.
And then the head trauma she gave her said, oh, I can't remember now. I just slammed my head into the... That was so good.
I'm a bitch.
I've lost my memories.
Jesus Christ, you stink. There's obviously nothing else that you have to fix in your perfect little life. It must be your stinky ass.
So she cuts a little section of the hair. She's like, ah, and she starts freaking out. And she's like, no, it's fine. Nobody notices it. You can't even tell. Oh, okay. Let's cut your bangs. And then she goes up and she cuts her bangs and immediately is like, ah, undo.
Yeah, to like,
just
reminds me of
your
that.
Hair over to make new bangs.
Oh my god, that was so bad.
It reminds me of that gif or whatever where the guy gives the girl like a head bandana as a gift, and then she puts it on and she's got like a major like five head.
Which is exactly what happens when the teacher's like, oh yeah, you can just like, you can go out in public and just take this headband thing. And she pops it up. She's like, nope, I have too much acne. She covers it back down. And then the teacher's like, oh, I can cut your bangs. I cut my own bangs, so it's okay. And she like can fold the scissors up closer, and then it starts resonating in her. I cut my own bangs. I cut my own bangs. I cut my own bangs. And it zooms in on her. She's like, Oni-chan? Or not Oni-chan. What's the teacher? Sensei? Sensei? Or no, senpai. No, sensei, yeah.
Sensei?
Sensei, and then snip. Ah! Oh my god. Her fucking bangs are so fucked up.
And then they just reel into her.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hey, sensei. Oh, wait, it's just you.
That's
right. I got confused. You have the same bangs.
More of that catty bitch ass attitude. Where it's just like, oh, hey, you ugly asshole. You look just like our teacher.
Which takes us to section 23. Spirited combat again. The gang play yet another bizarre pastime. In which case, this one was just weird. But I did like that, like, the next section, her bangs are still fucked up.
Yeah, oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't like, oh, we're just going to pretend that this didn't happen. Nope, this is like the next day. But they're playing like that stupid daikon game where they have to pull radishes and whatnot. And it's just, oh man.
It's weird.
It's so weird.
No, the best part about this is that she's like, I learned from my butler. And then everything that she does to like learn from the butler is just creepy and awkward. So they have that stupid ass song that's just like, okay, that's probably from the butler just being a goof. But then she's just like, can I touch your leg? And she's like, yeah, you can touch my leg. And she's like, are you sure? And you won't scream. And you just think about like the butler like asking the like small child that is watching that question. And it's just like, oh my god, this is bad. This is like what you tell like child services, like want to make sure that you're like taken away because you're not in the right household.
And this is exactly what's going on through her head too, of like, this must be something that Maida has to do. It's like, oh my god. But yeah, that game was just fucking stupid. And then they pull the teacher in, and the teacher's like, oh, I'm really good at gripping. And she's the first one that gets pulled out. Oh, man. Okay. So that brings us to episode 7, which I'm pretty certain that these first two sections are some of Jason's favorites because they really go back to Persona 5.
Oh, yeah. I was like, section 24. Persona reference.
Yeah. For two sections. It's like a full half an episode of Persona references.
Whatever. You loved it more.
I loved it. Phantom Thieves Pass Club. Sugumi asked the girls to sneak into the student council's office and steal something known as the banana papers. What'd you say?
Banana about traps. Banana traps.
Banana papers, trap girl. Yes, exactly. But yeah, they're, oh my god, this is just, oh, So, like, them sneaking in and everything like that, it's like, what the fuck? And when she comes in, they're making those fucking weird-ass paddles again.
Yeah. They're like, these were great.
I had to stop and rewind 10 seconds. I'm like, was that? Oh, my God, they're making the stupid fucking paddles again. Like, do we need to see this again?
Yes, they're great.
They ask her why she thought to ask them, and she's like, because you smell sketchy. And then, as she's, like, trying to bribe them into it, I'm sitting there, I'm like, well, how does she know these bitches so well? She gives one the sumo statue, because she loves sumo. She gives another English for dummies, and then she gives the other one nail polish. Like, she knows everything about these girls.
From the dollar store.
Dollar store.
Yeah, dollar store nail polish.
To the rich girl.
Oh, yeah. To the rich girl. But it's
popular girl things.
Yes. But still, it's like, how the fuck does she know so much about these girls? Like, who the fuck is this trap?
Or is she?
Is she, he, it, they? I don't know. What are they? It doesn't matter. They go full on Persona 5.
They like, have stylized music and stuff like that during the scenes. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Oh, yeah, and then...
Had a little Rocky montage.
With the fucking stag beetle.
Oh, okay, yeah, the stag beetle had me like, why is this happening? And then finds... Go ahead.
Yeah, no, go it. You're going to say exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah, it unlocks the door, and it finds banana papers, and it just fucking disappears. Like, it was just like, that was just the biggest waste of time.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about its fucking jacked-ass arms there.
It's like jacked human arms.
It's not the same stag beetle that I know.
Picture the one beefy arm that Trogdor has and add six of them onto this stag beetle. That stag beetle's got six beefy arms that it's using to fucking pick a lock and then walk around and find the banana papers, which was a folder literally labeled banana papers.
Banana papers.
So it's like, what the fuck did she do to this stag beetle? Like, I've seen Rocky montages, but shit.
Horrible Rocky music. It was so great. No, that's copyrighted. You're fucking, like, sued now. No.
See, I'm good now.
It's too close.
Uh-uh, dude, just add one extra beat into it. Ask Vanilla Ice, he'll tell you.
He did get sued.
Yeah, and then he it got thrown out because they added one extra beat.
Dun 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 dun.
No, it's dun 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 dun. Anyways, it next goes to section 25. Woman of Terror. After successfully stealing it without being discovered, the gang learned that the papers are in fact a log of incidents caused by the Pastime Club. It is. It's literally everything that they've done. Every bad thing that they've done.
Yep. Well, before that, you know, you gotta let that butt breathe.
Yeah, I was about to say, we didn't even talk about the best part.
Yeah, the student council president comes in and they're all hiding under the desk and they're in like the most awkward positions. Like, why would you even get in those positions?
Well, so, I mean, it pisses me off so much about a lot of these anime. It's just like, okay, this is obviously just pandering and, like, all kinds of stupid stuff just to make it all a goof. But then what just busts me up is that they have the most awkward ways of presenting it, like, vocally to whatever they're trying to solve. So it's just like, oh, man, I hope that she doesn't fart with her butt right in her face. Instead of being like, oh, man, I really gotta fart, she's just like, I need to let my butt breathe. Breathe, but making a sound.
No one will notice. And her fucking nose is literally right in her crack.
It was like, oh my god. Alright, the writing just got me.
I didn't think it would smell if it was silent.
Haven't you heard of Silent but Deadly?
So dumb.
Oh my god. But hang on. So what I found was fucking hilarious the student council president's all walking into the room and she's like looking for her notes and she's like, notes, 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 notes. And she's like, oh, there's my notes. She looks, she's like, oh, my new chair isn't pushed in. I should push it in. And she says it out loud. And all of a sudden, Hanako just grabs the chair. It's all, and the president just gets freaked the fuck out.
Yeah.
That look on her face was priceless. I was like, holy shit, that's awesome. And then the whole butt smelling thing.
You love that butt smelling thing.
Gotta let my butt breathe.
That butt breath.
So this is when we find...
Let that butt breathe.
This is when we find out that after the teacher tasted the water, he was in the hospital for 2 weeks because for potassium cyanide poisoning. Where the fuck did potassium cyanide come from?
It was just on the ground.
Were they bathing in it? Is this why the girls are so fucked up? Because in the first couple episodes, they bathed in potassium cyanide.
And mercury, apparently.
We're going to find out. Yeah, we're going to find out at the end of this that this has all just been one weird, coma trip.
Oh, fever dream where they're all just like, eh-ha, yeah. Just super depressing ending. It's just like, and they all died.
And then one of the notes that's in there is that her boobs, her armpits and her boobs smell.
Spicy smell.
Spicy, yeah.
It spicy hurts the nose.
And they calm her down and make her feel better by saying, it's okay, Olivia. We've gotten used to it.
Oh, no. And also, it's below the standards for too stinky for this school. So
yes.
Everyone knows you stink, but it's not so stinky that the school has to do something for it.
Yeah. It's within legal limits.
OSHA standards. It's within OSHA standards for stankiness.
It's all right. It's at 49 pounds. At 50 is the limit to where you have to have a second person lift the box with you. And then they all just after their embrace, they get up to go get ice cream, and they just leave the banana papers there, and the chick walks in, is like, these
Raskin
stupid
Bobbins.
Girls. Yes, at Raskin Bobbins. Raskin Bobbins.
And quote, chick walks in.
How many flavors do you think Raskin Bobbins has?
27.
13. I think it's 13.
Oh, yeah, because 31. Exact opposite. I couldn't remember.
It could be 32. They're like, we have that 32nd flavor, bitch.
Dun, 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 dun,
dun.
We're Raskin
Bobbins. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, they add that extra beat on, Jason. Yeah,
right.
You're right. So she walks in, she grabs the banana papers, and there's this whole section about her, and it starts off with, blah, blah, blah is really, and she just rips it out and then burns it. And I'm just like, that chick's a dude.
She's like, I'm going to copy all of this.
Yeah.
So and use it against them in the future.
Yeah, she can use it against them. What the fuck? Again, another one of the worst bitches. Oh my God. This school is full of horrible chicks and one really cool witch.
It's an all-girls school, man. Of course they are.
I know, but just the one. That was the other part. The PE teacher in one of the third years, the two manliest looking ones are sisters. That's the scandal that's written down in there.
You're like, oh yeah, I believe it.
Yeah. It's like the no shit.
Oh my God. Oh my God. All right. So that brings us to 26. Weirdo go. Cosby helplessly stands outside the classroom while Hanako sneaks a peek at her BL novel. Oh my God. This fucking novel that she was reading. Oh my God. It was so bad. It was so, so bad. Oh.
It could have been way worse, Eric. It
could have been
worse.
But the problem is that it's actually so bad because it's like she was trying to go to the way worse place and doesn't know what the fuck is going on with with just boys in general, and just does the weirdest shit. He licks the duct tape. What the fuck?
The extra sticky duct tape.
Yeah, essentially licks the extra sticky duct tape, and it gets stuck to his tongue. And then she stops reading it. And this is, Chris and I were talking about it. It's like, I got to this part, and I couldn't stop laughing. Where they're sitting there, and she's like, I gotta think of something. You're pretty weird, huh? And then they both just crash to the ground. And what the fuck is going on?
That didn't matter as much to me because she came in and asked her, did you read it? And she said, Norp. And the face that she gave for Norp was just so retarded looking.
Well, the best was that it was is that she was trying to cover for herself of, like, I didn't read it, and thinking of something to say, and it ended up being something that triggered in both of them, and I couldn't stop laughing. I had to pause it. I'm like, I can just stop. I have to do this. I'm like, oh my god.
Dumb.
Oh shit.
This show's dumb.
Oh, okay, which brings us to section 27. Booby tragedy.
God damn it.
Hanako and Olivia try to help Kazumi with a shirt that is a little too small for her bust. Oh my god. Okay. She made actual fun bags. She just made it work. First, big-ass nipples. And then fun bags. And I was just like, oh my god.
I don't know what I was expecting, but it definitely wasn't that shit. And it was like, at least it fits now.
The best is they show the skirt thing of like how to wear it as a skirt. And it looks totally normal. And then they do it just all wrong. And it's as if she's just basically wearing a shirt and nothing underneath. And she takes a picture and she's like, okay, sent. She's like, what? Oh my god, so horrible. It's so bad.
Maybe you can wear it backwards.
Oh my god. Yeah, and then the other one, Hanako makes a yukata, and there's like that little opening in there, and she's just like, I can help you fix it. Like, oh shit. But then they finally gave us another puppet show. So they didn't give us a puppet show after the sixth episode. And they give us a puppet show of Red Light, Green Light. And it's basically Metal Gear Solid.
Yes, that was the best part.
Oh, yes.
I'm not Snake.
I'm not Snape.
And then Snape is what she said. Snake the first time.
Yeah.
But that was great.
Oh my god. I'm just like, Red Light, Green Light. And then just like, this is how you sneak up on people in a
hide in an
espionage situation. Yeah, they're literally doing the box thing. And then the best is that they start talking about active camouflage, and there's active camouflage, and then naked Raiden.
And then the bring of the exclamation yes. point.
Oh my god.
So good.
It was so fucking prime. It was so good.
I was really sad that there wasn't as many puppet shows this time, because those really are the best to me.
Yeah, I hope that it was kind of like a fuck up on Crunchyroll's part and they fix it, because they were pretty good.
Yeah, they've been great.
Yeah, they've been prime. So, and they had to get their money's worth for making those like really good quality like sock puppets that they have. Like those are really good quality puppets. They're not cheap.
Nah, man. Anyone will make that shit in Japan. Just look at, oh, God. The fucking one that I was all obsessed with last season. The two girls. It's a random show.
Oh, yeah. Pop Team Epic.
Pop Team Epic. They made those, like, needlepoint dolls for that show. Just
oh, yeah. That's true.
Earth, Wind, and Fire, like, skit. And
oh,
that was ridiculous.
God. That was so great. Sorry. Well, there's a lady that lives in Phoenix that makes, like, really good puppets called Puppet Pie. And she's awesome.
Disgusting.
It does, but she's super nice. So if you need puppets, look for Puppet Pie on Facebook. All right, anyways.
Buy us beer, Puppet Pie.
That brings us to episode 8, our last episode for this section.
All I wrote down was cat ass.
Oh my god. Yeah, section 28, gotta catch them all. Olivia plays a game about catching bacteria around the classroom. And if I didn't read the synopsis beforehand accidentally, I totally would have thought she was playing Pokemon Go.
Well, that was the point. They call the bacterium
like,
Go. Yeah.
Oh, are you,
yeah, but
are
like,
you
but
catching
just
monsters?
Like, yeah, no, just like bacteria. What she was thinking. It's like that she was playing Pokemon Go. Like, I totally would have thought that too as soon as she was doing it.
That's
but
the
then,
fucking joke.
I know that's the joke, but I was saying that I actually would have fallen for it, but I read the synopsis, so I knew that it wasn't.
I didn't read the synopsis, and I enjoyed the joke just fine, because I'm not a fucking moron. Are you kidding me right now? Right?
I was saying I wish that I hadn't, dickbag. Anyways.
Okay, you're fine.
I love that she's like sitting there and she's still keeping up the facade about the country that she's from.
Yeah.
This is a big game in my country. What the fuck? And then it's like it's a phone that has actual bacterial sensors on it. And it just finds, like, bacteria around you. It's like, this is the worst fucking game ever.
Who puts this in a phone?
Yeah. How sensitive is this thing? And then it's just finding shit all over the place for Hanako. Which, as you said, the fucking cat ass.
Dude, that's it for this episode. That's all there is.
Oh, my God. Doesn't matter.
That was the worst 5 seconds of TV history, man. Just that cat.
The cat just rubbing its ass on the boys' love, like, fucking writing pad that she has.
Fuck this show.
I think Chris is dying. Chris, are you okay? You all right, buddy? Yeah. Don't choke, man. We need you. You got to muscle it out, man. Don't die on us.
Okay.
And they show the best is at the end they show Olivia and it just proves Olivia is a stinky bitch. So much bacteria.
What do exclamation marks
her.
Mean? Oh, that means a lot of bacteria.
Oh, you found new bacteria? Where? And then she's like, I don't know. And she just like turns it around.
So bad. Which
your armpits are disgusting.
Oh my god. And her boobs, apparently. Her boobs are really disgusting. Oh, so then brings us to section 29, Divine Revelation. Hanako ends up regretting buying a ridiculous-looking dress she bought during a shopping trip with everyone. Everyone meaning her and the two girls. That's everyone. Everyone's usually more than just, you know, a group of three.
Yeah, but that's their entire group.
Yeah, nobody else wants to hang out with them outside of school. Not even the witch. Best girl. The best is that she calls her friend and she's like, what did you say? And this whole thing, like every bit about this plays out like a mafia don calling somebody. the deep voice and them just like scared shitless. And she ends up making up like her convoluted brain instead of hearing, oh, yeah, that looks great. Here's, oh, yeah, you should totally buy that. You'll be ballin'.
This fucking unicorn dress.
Oh, my God, the unicorn dress. Oh, it's so bad. And then it gets referred to as virgin killer clothes. And then she goes on this whole tangent about how God apparently wants her to kill old virgins. And she finds out that the median age for virgins, or that the oldest that somebody is that's had their first kid was 96, so that means that God wants her to kill all 97-year-old virgins and older. What the fuck?
Makes sense.
Totally, yeah. Logic, you know, makes sense. Totally.
Birthright in Japan's down. Mm-hmm. If you're not having kids, die.
Yeah.
Oh my god, let's fix that fucking birth rate, everybody.
That's right. Quit fucking your lollies and get to work.
Oh my god.
Jesus.
Oh, shit. So, yeah, it's just so bad. Then it brings back another Persona 5 reference that she references that they're heart thieves. I'm like, oh, fuck me.
So tough.
So we're going to take their hearts?
Yeah. It just goes super dark, super quick.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I wrote down. I'm like, super dark, super quick. I'm like, what the fuck?
I like how she asks, is it safe for me to Google search these things? And we're just like, bitch, ain't safe for nobody to be watching this show.
Do you know what you have done to my eyes and ears?
Made my ass breathe, that's for sure.
Oh, which brings us to the last section of episode 8, number 30, The Evil Sugoroku.
So it's fun that this is the clip that sold us on this anime, but it was also the worst.
Hanako and Kazumi decide to test Olivia's luck with a penalty-ridden game of Sugoroku. Oh my god. The best is that they play memory and Hanako's just got, or Olivia's just got like the best fucking luck at the beginning of that. And they're giving her shit because, like, oh, well, you have to, you know, like, be smart and be able to memorize things in order to be able to do well at memory. And she just, like, gets them all in the first section. But, oh, my God. Shit, yeah. This thing, this board game is just fucked up. And the best is that she had Maida to help her with one square, and it's the most fucked up square.
Fucking Maida.
Oh yeah, the hate on Maida this round so is like bad. So high.
Oh yeah, we didn't even touch on that's what they called the fucking the little doll that they were bringing back. Yeah. They filled with rice and then stabbed with a fucking razor blade.
Not the doll, the shit emoji that they made into a rice doll.
I'm sorry. Yes, the shit doll. We didn't touch on that really either very much.
Yeah, they just hated on him. Just for sure.
Oh my god. So they made creepy. They were made to oink. They were made to pretend they were a dog peeing on a pole. Then there's the butt slap one, which is the one that we watched where it's just, oh my god, that's sound effects.
Yeah. Machine gun sound effects, yeah, for sure. My ass is destroyed.
And the super determined look, no, you are right. I will do this correct. And just fucking beats the shit out of her ass. Has to crawl around like a baby. Around, like, doing a lap, and the president shows up, and the president's fucking creepy. Like, they just make her look super creepy again. I feel bad for the president a little bit, but she's just as bad as them.
They're all bad.
They're all bitches.
All bad. Then they have to do Chin-Chin, which, what was Chin-Chin again? They thought it was something super dirty, but it wasn't.
I'm pretty sure they were thinking about, like, taking, like, the balls to the face or something like that.
It was something like that, but it was really just something. Oh, it was a dog.
Begging like a dog.
Yeah, it was a dog begging, yeah.
There's got to be some, like, slang that's, like, blowjob is, like, chin-chin. Like, taking it to your chin or something like that. I'm sure there's got to be something, like, slang.
Which one of us is Googling that right now?
You are right now.
Chris, ruin your search browser history. Go for it.
My phone's not next to me. I talk.
No. All right, hang on. I'm gonna Google.
No, we're not hanging on. I do not want to verify this at all.
Too bad.
Oh god.
Urban Dictionary. No, it's actually nothing. It's just speaking in gibberish. So I don't know what it is.
It's Urban Dictionary, which is not a Japanese site.
Yeah, but Urban Dictionary's usually got that fucked up shit. Nope. Wait. There we go. Japanese penis. Cause of much puzzlement when Italians travel to Japan or when Japanese travel to Italy, because chin means cheers in Italian.
Chin chin. Wait, you want to see my penis? No. It meant cheers.
Nope, I'm so glad that I did this search. Italian guy, okay, here's to our time in Osaka. Chin chin. Japanese guy, I beg your pardon?
You're gonna do what?
Oh, thank you, Urban Dictionary. You do not disappoint.
God. Well, that was close. I'll take it.
I will give you points for that, Jason. That is, like, it's pretty on par, and that's fucking great, though. Oh, Jesus. And then they have to go to I couldn't quite figure this out. It's like, why did all three of them have to do this shit? Did they all land on the same space at the same time and have to go to the teacher and have to do some weird-ass shit to him?
I'm pretty sure it was just, like, the order that they landed on. And so they each went up to him to, like, do whatever they had to do. And so to us it was rapid fire, but to them, they had to then go back to the room and come back.
Oh, my God, the Sailor Moon bullshit. We need to have Tony watch just this section, Chris.
Oh, jeez.
She'll flip her shit. And then the Kamehameha. And the teacher just gets hit with the Kamehameha, falls down flat on the ground, and does a full Yamcha.
He's just like, oh, these girls want me to play along. I should react better next time. Oh, Kamehameha, Yamcha.
I jumped the fuck out of that.
Oh, my God, yeah. Yamcha'd the shit out of it. It was, oh, man, it was so bad. And then they get to the end, and they're talking again about whether or not she's psychic because she didn't have any better, or whether she's lucky or psychic because she didn't have any better luck than them. And then you find out that she just used magic cards the entire time. Mm-hmm. That's what she did. She's like, oh, I just wanted to fuck with them and use magic cards. And then it flashes back to them and she's making this like really hilarious face. And they're like, oh my God, she's reading our fucking minds right now. Oh, shit.
This show, man.
This show is... It is super cringy and fucking hilarious all at the same time. I'm actually finding myself enjoying watching this show just because it's funny.
It's been nice because I have been able to laugh. And, you know, I've watched other shows that are super cringy. I've never laughed, but I've just, like, gotten through of them. Like, so many of these other ones that are, oh, God, Death March into a game or whatever. That is horrible. Like, that is just... Don't. But this one is at least...
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, this one at least is cringy, but like you can still like laugh at it on how ridiculous it is.
Yes, so I'm super psyched to end this on the next one.
I know. Yeah, ending it will be kind of nice, just because it's been just oh my god, I can't believe I'm still talking about this.
We still got another episode to do, Jason.
Yay!
So. As we said, we will be ending this series with the next episode. So if you have any recommendations of what we should watch next, please hit us up. Anything at ibetafirst.com, because we are ibetafirst. You can just email cutscene@ibetafirst, and that'll come to us. You can also reach us on social media, Facebook, ibetafirst.com, Twitter, Tumblr, Grindr, Lolly. You know, everything
Lolly Finder
is I beat it first. Yeah, Lolly Finder, Trap Finder, I beat it first. But let us know what you think of this anime, and if you think that we should be doing something else for the next one that is definitely not as cringy.
And if you like something and if you like listening to us talk about inane bullshit, check out our other podcast of I Beat It First, just proper podcasts where we talk about other games and other nerd shit as well. And hopefully you'll have better opinions of us. Cause
yeah, that's horrible. Right. Nerd shit, not just video games, Jason.
Just video games and nerd shit, not anime. We got this thing for anime.
Chris, are you excited to have this end on the next episode?
I'm so excited.
Have we set up at all what we're doing next?
No, we haven't talked about it at all.
That's probably good.
So I might be less excited.
It's not Initial D, I can tell you that. We might do a movie if someone wants to give us a movie. We might do like a movie episode and just go from there. But definitely let us know what you guys think that we should be watching for our next episode. And we will definitely... look at everything and hopefully find a really good one to follow up this goddamn train wreck. All right, Chris, you got any final parting words?
Not really, I guess.
Good job, Chris.
No. Yeah!
Great podcasting right there. That is
full wisdom.
Podcast gold. All right, on that note, thanks a lot, everybody, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Becky! I am way too sober for this shit.